It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, listen, man.
From afar, they're all tapped in, Chasky. Don't you know?
Trent's smiling right now listening to the
I know
big
you never believe. Maybe you believe me now after the Draymond episode at the Madison Square Garden. They all listen, Chasky.
I used to do this thing at night. If you were going on a magical quest to save the world, right?
Shut you talking to
me. In like a sci-fi movie, what characters would you bring along with you from sports in the Bay Area?
Big Trent.
Oh, Big Trent is on a very short list.
You want to call Cap on him? You sure you want to do that?
A very short list.
Hey, Big Trent, man. I believe you, man. He felt compelled. He said it very sincerely. And you know what? I'm with you, Big Trent. Now let's ride. Let's ride for Monday Night Football.
Who was the defensive end that used to play at Oregon and then went to Baltimore Ravens?
The Samoa kid, right?
Yeah. He was like my...
Nata.
Yeah, Haloti Ngata.
Haloti Ngata.
So Haloti Ngata was at the top of my list. And then I had Steven Adams, obviously, on this magical quest to save the world. Like, we're going to the under-earth, if you will. Yeah, Trent is a part of that crew.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it.
You imagine Corey Rush right now for the Niners texting us. And Corey Rush is basically the Raymond Ritter of the 49ers. Hey, Bonte, Lutman. What about Big Trent Monday 7:30? That's Sasky. Big Trent, man. What's your favorite block?
Oh, I'd be all over. What's on your playlist?
Are you
currently
bumping Big X a plug?
Yeah, what is on your playlist? You been bumping that new Luke Holmes?
How about those Sooners, Big Trent? Oh, man, Oklahoma, SEC. How would you have done in the SEC?
Could you imagine going to a club and the bouncer is Trent Williams? He just, like, pick you up with two fingers and just, like, lift you up out of there.
Big Trent. Hey, Big Trent, man, what kind of car are you driving? What's your dream car? Hey, I never heard of North Face Gucci, Big Trent. How about give me a pair of those?
Definitely Fred Warner is coming on this trip with us to save the world.
By the way, I saw Big Trent. He was at Chase Center.
Uh-huh.
He walked by. He's a massive, I mean, a massive human being in person.
Oh, yeah, really?
The silver chains he had on.
Yeah.
I was just like, I dare somebody to try to snatch those chains off his neck.
I'm also bringing He-Man with me, a.k.a. Nick Bosa. Right? Like, he looks kind of like He-Man if he grew his hair out. Right? I'm definitely bringing those guys with me.
707 said James Johnson. You know he knows, like, Taekwondo stuff.
But if we're going Bay Area.
Oh, Bay Area. Just having fun with it.
All
right.
You know, like,
Draymond's not there?
Draymond's like a loose cannon. I don't know.
Hey,
I don't know about that.
That chokehold,
Steph Curry would definitely be there. Because, like, if we were looking for precision archery from afar, you're definitely bringing Steph.
Listen, man.
Right?
When Draymond had Rudy Gobert in that chokehold, the most underrated thing about that was Carl Anthony Towns trying to come from the back and do it. And Draymond had the wherewithal to tuck his chin in real time. Nobody ever talks about that.
My mom goes, he dragged him for about 15, 20 feet.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it.
No one talks about that because he had Gobert in a chokehold. That's trying to overshadow that moment there.
No, but I'm saying he had the wherewithal when Carl Anthony Towns tried to come over the top and Draymond tucked the chin like a pro.
I'm definitely bringing Frank Gore. Frank Gore is going to be the navigator on this magical quest. Don't you think that he could kind of navigate the landscape?
How about Christian McCaffrey doing that.
Oh, yeah. CMC's pretty good.
You don't want Shanahan navigating it?
Yeah. I don't need to get panicky at the end.
Without Steve Kerr? Oh, my God.
What? No, it'd be Bochy. Cool hand, Luke.
I like that.
But the problem is that in this mythical worlds that I've created, Bochy's more of like the sheriff ranch hand who's going after Don Nelson's posse, right? Like, that's a whole other world I've created.
I don't know what you're talking about here.
Doesn't Bochy look like he could be part of the Wild Wild West?
Yeah, he could. But Tim Ryan, 510, Xfinity Mobile text line.
Yeah, Tim Ryan. Well, Tim Ryan would definitely be a T-Rock.
T-Rock, talk about. Did you hear what he said yesterday?
He'd be the grizzled old gladiator.
Did you hear what he said, T-Rock with the ponytail?
Yeah, he was yesterday? Talking about street cred.
Yeah, he was talking about Ricky Pearsall street cred. What up? I was like, bro, what?
Yeah, no. What are you doing? Let me just PSA for all the young people out there. No, this is real. This is real. We do have a platform. There's no awards for being the tough guy.
If
somebody's got a weapon and they're in your face, give them whatever they want. Your life is worth way more than anything. It's not worth it. You're not getting street cred. You're not getting any of it. Get home safe, period.
I talked to my older brother yesterday who spent a long time in prison. Ain't nobody proud about street cred. Nobody's bragging about having street cred these days.
It's not something to even joke about.
Yeah, no, that was T-Rock, man. T-Rock's something else.
Are you serious?
We'll get to the calls in a second, man. Yogi in the Bay. Larry, Yogi in the Bay.
Let's go.
Oh, we got Yogi. Let's go. Long time no hear, Yogi. You better stay on the line, buddy. You've been you disappeared for 2 years, Yogi. Oh, it must be football season. We got Larry in the city as well. 888-957-9570. Stack them up, baby. Stack them up. Let's go. That's what's coming up on the game, brought to you by LifeSource Water Systems.
Expecting this team to compete for a Super Bowl. Why not? When you got Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brennan Ayuk, this offense on paper looks to be as explosive as any offense since about 1998. I'm dead serious. So I'm excited about this offense carrying the defense early. Then when Bosa does get back, I don't believe he's going to miss Pittsburgh. We'll have another damn good team here in San Francisco, and we'll be talking about a deep playoff run.
Hey, yo, this is your man. You're listening to the 95.7 The Game, The Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky. Oh, baby.
Oh, we got to get Shasky back in here to play that over. Was that last year's Summit Spadoni? Who was that on the mic? Oh, wow. Somebody does, hey, freeze a cold takes. Take that, buddy. How about that for a prediction before the season? Let me pat myself on the back. I think we got another one, too. Oh, the boy was on fire at the Summit. Fire. Speaking of the Summit, it is today at Fremont Bank at Fremont. The address is 391-50 Fremont Boulevard. Willard and Diz will start things off from 2 to 4. The rest of the hosts will join from 4 to 6. Talk about the biggest storylines surrounding the Niners at the start of the season. And you can come and watch as well. Space is limited. First come, first serve. I saw Double March in. I got a fantasy draft. Do your fantasy draft at Fremont Bank, Double March. I'll help you with your picks. You want to win a championship, Double March? Come to the Summit. I'll help you. Now, I'll play it one more time. This is last year's Summit. Is this my opening statement, Spadoni? My opening statement, Shasky. Listen to this. Last season, folks, before we get to Yogi, because I'm coming to you, Yogi, and Larry, last season, opening statement at the Summit. Where were we at? Fieldwork Brewing House? And where? We were way out there. Where was it at? Not San Leandro. What was the other one?
I think it was in Hayward.
No, not Hayward. That was the
Warriors one was in Hayward.
Danville? Danville?
San Ramon. You're talking about the one, San Ramon. Sorry.
San Ramon.
I'm expecting this team to compete for a Super Bowl. Why not? When you got Deebo Samuel, Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle, Brennan Ayuk, this offense on paper looks to be as explosive as any offense since about 1998. I'm dead serious. So I'm excited about this offense carrying the defense early. Then when Bosa does get back, I don't believe he's going to miss Pittsburgh. We'll have another damn good team here in San Francisco, and we'll be talking about a deep playoff run.
I mean,
what? Wait a minute. Predicted they would be really good?
High level hate going over here. How about this one? Purdy predictions from last year.
It sounded like you really like Brock Purdy.
I do like Brock Purdy. I've been happy with Brock Purdy ever since he lit up Tampa Bay. We got the videos to prove it, buddy. Here's our opening statements on Brock Purdy.
Brock Purdy, what do you think it's going to look like this year?
Give me 25, 12, 3,500 yards and stay healthy. That'd be an amazing year. That'd be right up there with Jimmy G's 2019 year in terms of, you know, efficiency and staying on the field. Because I think the number one question now is like, is it real? Can he sustain? Can he stay healthy? If he did what we think he can do, 25, 12, 3,500, they're probably winning 11, 12 games.
What do you think? What are you expecting him to look like this year?
I don't know what the numbers look like, whether it's 30 touchdown passes, 25, 20. I don't know. He's not going to turn the ball over much. He showed that last year. Now, there were some Jimmy O'No throws mixed in, but the key number to me was 32.5. And that was the points per game they averaged with Brock Purdy under center. Yep. And that was with Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. Remember, Debo missed a couple games. He missed the Raider game, missed the Commanders game. And they still were throwing up 37, 38 points. So can they average as an offense 30 points a game? And I think that's a good barometer to see where Purdy's at. If they're averaging close to 30 a game, that means Purdy is throwing close to 4,000 yards and close to 30 touchdowns or running in another 7 or whatnot. So I think he improves off of last year with these weapons.
Oh, boy, was sizzling right there. Sizzling.
Not bad.
Sizzling. I'm getting sweaty just thinking about that. Oh, that boy sound good.
Not bad.
Wait till you see what I have for an encore. Yogi in the Bay, get in here.
I love how you only pluck the ones where you're...
No, I didn't pluck them. The people do it for me.
Okay. Can we roll back all his Steve Wilkes takes, too, while we're at it?
Hey, yeah, Steve Wilkes is the best coach in the Super Bowl of the 49ers, that's for sure. Yogi in the Bay. Long time no talk, Yogi.
Man, how y'all been, man?
Hey,
it's been quite the off season. You said it's been two seasons, and it's only been a few months. That's how long your off season was with Ayuk, or what?
And that's how long it was after losing the Super Bowl.
Yogi, are you not a Niner fan?
No, he's a Jets fan.
Oh, you're a Jets
fan. Come on. Oh, my God.
How
long of a night did you have last night? Come on. You know me.
Yogi, this is why I'm the people's champ. I'm the unofficial man of San Francisco.
I respect it, Bonte. I respect that jumper, too.
Hey, you respect it. Hey, you better respect it, Yogi. Hey, listen, man. I know the streets. I know who's who. I do my research. I do my scouting. Come on, man. What you got? What you got for me, Yogi?
Week one. Let me know if you're down to bet, Bonte. Jets beats the Niners. Niners don't score over 20, kind of almost like your Super Bowl. And then if we win, me and you get to go to the Warriors game, baby, opening night.
Wait, you want me to buy you tickets for opening night?
Yeah, I mean, if Niners win, I'll buy you tickets.
Hey, Yogi, I'm working. I do the pre- and post-game show. Your boy don't buy tickets to the Warriors games no more.
Hold on. If the Jets beat the Niners, you're skipping the post-game show, first of all. We're going to go find Brock Purdy because he probably threw three interceptions instead of doing anything.
No, I got a better
productive.
I got a better bet for you.
All right,
I got a better
bet.
I got a better bet.
Put your money where your mouth is.
Put your money. Since you want to talk big money here, Yogi. You want to talk for big stakes.
Yogi,
I'm ready to put some big stakes right now,
I'm
Yogi.
I'm feeling how you're pressing him. He's sweating.
No. Wait till I
You look like
this
Nick
one.
Mullins in the pocket.
I'll do this one, Yogi. If the Jets win, I'll get you a Joe Namath jersey.
Whoa.
If the Niners win, I get a jersey of my choice.
It's going to be a Trey Lance jersey.
Yogi, as long as you're buying, buddy, as long as you're buying, is that a bet? Hey, we got
I'm going to hold you to that.
No, I'm going to hold you to that.
Time out. I'm going to make sure the Joe Namath is a good one.
The Joe Namath, yeah. Mitchell Ness. I'll go to Mitchell Ness.
All right.
Well, yeah. What I need? What size do I need, Yogi? Yeah. Size 20? A medium?
Hey, man, I'm 6'4". I don't know what you're pushing over there, but that's
6'4", 235, baby. Yogi, come on, man. Let's go. They called me the poor man's
come
Tim
on,
Duncan
man.
In high school.
I'll put Brock Purdy in my back pocket.
Hey, Yogi, it's a bet. The Jets win. You got a Joe Namath coming to you.
I've never heard that.
If the Niners win, I get a jersey of my choice. And I already have John Taylor, Ronnie Lott. I
got
to think about this. I already know the jersey. You know what? No, hold on, Yogi.
Super Bowl ready is going to come week one.
You know what, Yogi? I know the jersey.
Right after.
I know Purdy. The jersey. No, Yogi. I want that throwback Ricky Waters.
Oh, okay.
I want that throwback Ricky Waters. I get a Ricky Waters. You get a Joe Namath.
I got you, all right?
All right, Yogi. I'll talk.
The day after that game, I'm calling in.
Don't duck me. Don't duck me, Yogi. Your boy's over here cooking. I'm back, baby.
I think that was the greatest answer he could possibly have given for what jersey to give you. That was pretty funny.
That was pretty funny. Like, Chasky, look, Chasky's so pressed with my predictions, hitting balls. Your boy's cooking at that summit. I don't even remember the summit. Yeah. Damn.
I might bring you on the quest. You're such a sharpshooter.
Damn. You should. You should. Maybe I'll get him a 818. Get him a Zach Wilson jersey.
Oh, that's wow. Not, I mean, come on.
That's not funny? Wait.
No.
Oh, why?
I don't remember Yogi saying that, you know, Zach Wilson would be great. It was funny. It was a funny joke. It's okay. You can acknowledge a funny joke when a bar is dropped.
It was funny.
You know?
You've been to high-level hating in this segment, man.
No, boy, I thought Yogi was coming for the head.
What did I say? The barometer, 30 points in game one. Brock Purdy, the Niners' deep playoff run. Bosa will be in Pittsburgh. And boy, was he in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he showed up the rest of the season. Larry in San Francisco. Larry, what's up, Larry?
You know, fellas, man, I'm excited, man, because let me tell you something, man. Tomorrow I'm going to hate watch Patrick Mahomes, right?
I feel that.
Friday I'm going to hate watch what's happening in Brazil. Sunday, I'm going to hate watch everybody, just hope all my enemies lose, and then I'm going to enjoy Monday night, man. You know, I'm so excited. I just got to tell you something, man. I'm so tired of the 49er fans. Brandon Ayuk's got to go. Jed York sucks, you know. And I'm specifically talking about Grant Cohn, too. But I'm just so tired of it. All the Facebook, Instagram BS that we have for beat writers, man. It's like a 16-year-old girl entertainment or something, you know. You know what I mean?
I don't even know where you're going, Larry. Larry, where are you watching the game? How's the taxi driving been these days?
Oh, let me tell you something. I ain't watching no game. I'm making money during those cars, man. Right. Because Uber's off the hook during football games, man. Because, you know, most people like me ain't driving during football teams. I got XM radio, and I'm listening to whatever is the best game on the radio.
And so you're a money maker, Larry.
Don't ask me to change the station. I try it. Hey, Bonte, Joe, I got to tell you guys something, man. If Donald Trump had Trent Williams and Dre Greenlaw on his team, he would have never got a shot, man. Because ain't nobody taking a shot around Trent Williams. And if he did take the shot, Dre Greenlaw would have did what.
Yeah, no, it's not.
Young man's lucky to be alive.
Not appropriate, Larry. Not appropriate. Let's just take a lap. Let's take a lap, man.
Can I ask you a question? Which one of your friends dubbed you the poor man's Tim Duncan? I've never heard that.
Ida B. Wells Continuation School. We would play pickup every day, and it was like, you know, it was like basically Fillmore High School. Everybody from Fillmore in there. And it was like, man, you like the poor man's Tim Duncan. You got that little big shot, yeah, the hook shot. But
who said that? I want to give them credit.
Oh, Dunaway. Justin Dunaway.
Okay.
My boy Rashid.
Oh, multiple.
My boy Mike G. Yeah, it was like, wow. They called school. They started calling me the poor man's Tim Duncan.
I never heard that nickname for you.
Yeah,
I
got a lot of nicknames.
Poor man's Tim Duncan.
I don't get
like
these
that.
Nicknames out. They do it for
nickname.
Me. You know, I'm not one of those guys who give myself a nickname. I don't like that. That's not, you know. I didn't pull these cuts. They did. They were like, Fonte, you were cooking. I don't even remember the summit. It was so long ago. I was on the soda diet.
Well, we've had 14 of them in the last year, so it's tough to remember them all. I'm teasing.
Phil Mike,
hey,
what's Phil happening?
Mike?
Yo. Dunaway, that's a great name. Dunny has some hands. He got left.
Hey, Dunaway can play, dude. He was a hell of an athlete. Still a hell of an athlete.
Yeah, he is. He's hella big, and he can move. He got soft hands, soft feet.
You know,
he looked crazy on the basketball court.
Real quick, film on Mike. Dunaway could have been a legit tight end in the NFL. I think he could have been tight end. He had hands. He had wiggle. Dunaway, was special.
He was. He was sneaky guy. I remember he played, I think, South City. He made a catch. I seen it on TV when it was on 26 for, like, one-handed catch and just – he kept running. It was sick. Man went off that game, too.
Yeah, Man was special, too.
Loco Sports, Left Cowards be going crazy with the throwback footage.
I do love
anyway,
those.
That'd be awesome. Anyway.
I just ran into him. I just ran into Isaac a couple weeks ago at Keysar, Filmo.
Hey, Filmo, back in the day, I taped Loco Sports because I was on there a couple of times. I taped it and kept the VHS, and I can't find it anywhere. I love those. Those were the best.
That's the worst, man. You can't be losing them old footage tapes. Anyway, though.
Somewhere in my mom's basement.
I swear, man, you know, these Niner fans, they sound a little bougie to me. I don't know how you boo somebody that ain't even did nothing but try to get his money.
Yeah, it's
how
wild.
You booing somebody that's trying to get their money? That's lame. That ain't being faithful. And then, but the ones talking about, oh, when he come out the tunnel, he hasn't even did nothing. Let him fumble. Let him drop three passes. Let him get six games in the season, and then something happened. You know what the weirdest time was? When somebody was getting booed? I remember this, and I think I told y'all this before. Deion Sanders has went to the Cowboys, and he ended up on the Giants, the San Francisco Giants. And it was a weird conundrum because he got booed, and then guess what happened? He smacked a triple, and everybody started clapping. So, man, don't boo your team, man. If you love your team, love your team. Don't be playing these mind games like you in high school. You're like, you're 25 years old. I like her. Do I like her? I'm not calling her today. Man, love her. Get your wife, man. Stop playing out here, man. Come on, Niners. Faithful, stop playing acting soft. And street cred is not a bad thing. If you don't have street cred, you may end up somewhere you don't need to be. So a little bit of street cred can go a long way. That's all I'm gonna say.
Real quick, I don't want to joke about this, but does Shaskin I have street cred? Just
the yes. Hell yeah. You hear what's his name that get you on the morning? From the Excelsior, Phil Mo. That's awesome. I'll be getting pumped when I hear that.
Oh, it is Duke. The best.
It's Big Duke, like you.
Today, hey, Kuknut, 24 years ago today.
Wow.
Yeah, legend, San Francisco rapping legend.
Now, this is funny. This is a funny joke.
Yeah.
6'5", Bonte has the fashion of Duncan, too. That's good. See, that's good. That's a good joke. That's a good joke. By the way, Isaac Leftovich, I ran into him at Kezar a couple weeks ago.
Really?
Shooting a documentary. He's doing great.
Good.
I was like, Isaac, man, legend. Remember? So his daughter is in college now, or just graduated college. But after we won Turkey Day, that is me in the middle of the picture holding up his daughter. He goes, had the photo. I'd never forget it. Cool. So he's doing great. He had great footage on that Balboa SI game, the playoff game in 95.
He had the Ollie Thomas game. Yeah, really good. I remember this one time he came out. It was Reardon on the grass field at Reardon versus Sacred Heart. And I got a hit off of, I think his name was Devorah from Sacred Heart, down the line. Anyway, it was like the slow-mo part of, you know, they would do the slow-mo. Ball coming down the line, right field line.
Local sports?
It was the best, right? And then my little brother, right before they went to commercial, Loco Sports is way past cool. It's him and all the other little rugrats out there.
Yeah.
You know when they would get all the little brothers and sisters?
Loco Sports is way past cool.
And it was like you were a celebrity,
man. Oh, I remember I made it one time and I got clowned the next day at Washington High School.
Why?
I don't know, man. It was all bad. I had some bummy fit on. And they were like, oh, that's the dude, Loco Sports. Oh, my gosh. That was a great show. Let's go to...
The only thing more iconic than that was Hits from the Bay by Greg Wallace Avenue.
Oh,
late
yeah.
night,
Hits in the Bay.
Channel 29. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
What is he doing now? What is he doing now?
Greg Wallace Avenue. I've been searching for the Greg Wallace Avenue Hit from the Bay, those old tapes. Dude, he used to have everyone on there.
Who's the guy who does the... before we get to the Lions, he does the old school.
Outlet with Ricky D was on either before or after it. You remember? Do you guys know what Outlet with Ricky D?
You don't know what that is?
Well,
these guys are like 25 years old.
Dude, public access was the best.
Spadoni and Lumman had cable TV growing up. They didn't have
Channel
public
29.
Access. They didn't have channel. He's in Monterey. They don't get Channel 29. And Lumman, he was living in Concord getting ready for Los Lobos High School. You think Lumman was watching Channel 29? Dude was probably, what's the hell of that group that he played? His top five music?
I never heard of that group.
By the way, we never did my top five music selection.
There's a reason.
I don't know why.
We all heard the same five Jay-Z songs.
No. I got Big X the Plug. I got DML. I had some heat.
Taylor Swift songs in there, too.
You know, some song on Blessman Today here I'll play for you. But who's the guy? Dreads SF. They asked me to come on their podcast, by the way. This is a song.
Fog Mode.
I was bumping snitching music this morning.
What were you bumping?
Sabrina Carpenter.
I don't know.
Listen to this. It's called Espresso. It's really good. I heard it in
Okay,
this
is a banger.
I was bumping that. I was like, wow. And Chess and I was dancing to it yesterday at the coffee shop. It was great. Chris and Double, let's go.
What's up, Chris?
Chris and Double, what's happening?
Hey, thanks for having me on. Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. Just wanted to leave you with a quick thing and want to get your thought on this. My only concern with the Niners right now is coming out a little flat with key guys missing training camp or kind of wanting to, right? You got Trent Williams, you got B.A. I know we're happy that everybody's back in the building. CMC missed a couple of weeks. But I wanted to get your guys' thoughts on Niners coming out a little flat, maybe not getting hot until maybe even the second half of the Jets game or even like a couple of weeks down the road. What's your thoughts on that? Thanks.
I mean, last year I thought that they were going to start off slow, and they went out in the first half, and they just absolutely dismantled the Pittsburgh Steelers. So
we're very worried about that game.
No doubt.
And what a game, 30-7.
I don't know if the personnel is better for the Jets than it is for the Niners. Like, I don't know. But I do know that Robert Saleh, I think, has a better familiarity with what they're going to want to do. But they've got the full band back, and I expect them to score points in the first half. But I don't know what to expect from the offense of the Jets. That's the biggest question mark for me. Like, Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers, how many reps have they taken together?
Yeah,
Mike Williams and Aaron Rodgers, how many reps have they got? Yeah. I know we're all worried about Purdy and Ayuk, and that's fair. Like, hey, they didn't really get the chance to work together this offseason. How much has Aaron Rodgers been able to, with the torn Achilles and recovering from that, been able to work with those two receivers?
Where's his mobility at? Where's he at? Where's his mobility at? Breece Hall. Can they shut down the run game? Now, I'm worried about Breece Hall, man. He's a home run hitter. The guy can run the football. And there may be some similarities between him and McCaffrey, something we'll get to a little bit later. But, boy, that is a great question. And Mike Williams, too, from the Chargers. We're not talking about him opposite of Garrett Wilson. You have to pay attention to Mike Williams. He's a big boy. Spinotti knows when the Chargers, he gets down the field, he gets on top of you, and he starts bossing you. Mike Williams could be a game changer, man, for them. That's a sneaky move for the Jets.
What did you make of Deebo Samuel restructuring his contract to put more guaranteed money for this year?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I guess essentially making it easier for the Niners to keep them moving forward. I don't want to get down the road.
I don't even know if it means that he's going to be back next year. I don't know what it means, to be honest with you. They opened up some cap space, which is great. They got $50 million to cap space currently. So I think they're positioning themselves in case somebody becomes disgruntled or there's a midseason trade to be made, the 49ers will make that trade to fit it into their books for this year. Now, as far as Deebo next year, I don't think he guarantees anything.
Don't you think, though, that Deebo's a very important, really good player who's beloved. There is a... like a Frank Gore-like vibe. When he's on the field, just things feel so different.
Well, they said it all the time. With Brock Purdy, Jacksonville. Deebo's back in the huddle. I felt comfortable.
Yeah.
The Cleveland game. Our game plan was catered around Deebo Samuel. Green Bay game. Boy, Deebo is a big part of the game plan. Deebo's the tone setter. He's walking out the tunnel with Big Trent. You know, it's time we put some respect on Deebo Samuel's name and what he means to this organization. When it's stats, Rob Guerrero's like, yeah, he's not an all-time Niner. I kind of sat back and said, what? Deebo Samuel means the world to this team. Gravity. We always talk about gravity with Stephen Curry, who's making rounds in New York City. Gravity of Deebo Samuel. You have to pay attention to where he's at all times. You want to leave him one-on-one with a safety? Good luck. You want to leave him one-on-one with a linebacker? Good luck. Debo's a problem. He's a playmaker.
You know, it's interesting. Like we have a lot of rhetoric regarding Kyle Shanahan, and he does a great job with quarterbacks. But couldn't I make the argument that Debo Samuel might be his greatest creation?
It's unbelievable. From day one, they identified him at the Senior Bowl and said, we're going to take Debo Samuel, and we're going to use him in a variety of ways.
Don't you think like Kittle would be really good in a lot of offenses? He was overlooked, too. I'm not saying that he wasn't identified. Like what they did with him was a remarkable. I'm not sure how many offenses, and I think CMC would be great in a lot of offenses. I think B.A. would be really good in a lot of offenses. I'm not sure about Debo.
Yeah, no, Debo's a playmaker. I think he'd make himself good in any offense.
But would he be this?
I don't know. Well, Kansas City, he could be. They run all the motion stuff.
Okay, that's
one Cincinnati.
Team.
I mean, in Cincinnati, they run all the motion stuff.
Yeah.
The L.A. Rams, they do all that motion stuff. Miami Dolphins and Mike McDaniel, you don't think he could work down there?
But I think a lot of offensive players in those five settings, because those are all very high-level coaches.
I think teams will figure out. When you got a baller like him, an all-pro like Debo Samuel, you figure out a way to make him successful. He just knows how to play the game of football. He's been successful everywhere he's gone.
I just don't think he would be. I don't think he'd be even close if he was in Pittsburgh. If he was in,
well, offensive coordinators matter, but like
New York,
if he's
I don't
with
think
Andy Reid. He's with Andy Reid. You don't think he'd do
no,
this?
No, but Andy's great. Like, right. So, again, so
you need
like
offensive minds.
Spots.
Need offensive minds. Debo Detroit. You don't think Debo would be good with Ben Johnson, the Jared Goff and Sam Laporta, and that run game and the physicality that they play with? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, I think Debo will be good. I think we're underrating Debo in that aspect. Guy's a good football player. He's a good football player. You figure out a way to make him work in this offense, and I think he can make any offense work. Let's go to TC in Sacramento. TC, what's happening?
Hey, TC.
Monte, Joe, what's up?
What's up, TC? You fired up yet or what, man? Week one's here, baby. Let's go.
Hey, listen, week one is here. Listen, man, the boys stood on their business, man. They got their chicken, man, and I like that. That's what I was talking about.
Listen, TC, I'm with you on that. They got their chicken. They got their chicken. Now it's time to play ball.
Now it's time to play ball, and let's go get it, y'all. Listen, this is it, Joe and Shasky. There ain't two or three more years for it. Listen, this is it, dog. We all in. They pay people. This is it, man. We got to make it happen. Week one is here. Let's get it.
Let's get it, TC. Short and sweet, TC. That's what I like, short and sweet. Vernucci, El Dorado Hills. I love TC, man. He's one of one. Vernucci, what's happening?
What's going on, fellas? Happy Wednesday. And, man, I am so excited to see both of you in the 95.7 The Game family on Friday, man. I've been counting down the days, checking the days off my calendar to be able to see you all and be ready, baby. I'm ready to bring that energy and start it off right for us on Monday night. And let's give us. And let's go ahead and give our flowers, baby, to Lynch, Parag, and Jed York for bringing the band back together and also setting us up with a great cap space for next year so that we can maybe, you know, prolong this at least another year or two. And, you know, I am so confident with what we got going on. I want Levi Stadium to be lit on Monday. The only concern that I have is really in the trenches, you know. The good thing is with the way our cap space is set up, you know, we could get some help on offensive line or defensive line midway through. But I still love our team, man. I'm going to be lit, ready to go in our new on our new seats this season. My uncle had ended up selling his seats to us, and really excited for my business partner and I to be there on Monday night. And excited to see you both. And Faithful, let's go, baby. Wake the hell up, baby. It is go time. It's our season. No excuses. Let's go.
I love that. I can't wait to see Vernucci on Friday. I love his energy. What's so funny, Shask? What's up?
I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. I think Niner fans are going to be hate watching all weekend. There's nothing like when your team is on a Monday night and you're a really good team and you're waiting for the whole season and you're sitting here like, oh, Seahawks lost. Oh, the Rams lost. Oh, Arizona lost. One win and we're at the top of the division right at the beginning. I live for week one.
Will the hate watching for the Chiefs be at an all-time high starting tomorrow? Like, how much of a Lamar Jackson fan are you tomorrow?
Yeah, but even if they like lose that game,
well, it's always going to sting because you lost to them twice. It doesn't matter. But you want to root for them to lose. Right?
I'm rooting for them to not make the playoffs. No, that's where I'm at.
Well, so you're a Raider guy this year. You want the Raiders to win the division? Gardner Minshew.
No, he wants Bo Nix to win.
Oh God.
Jim Harbaugh.
Interesting article about Jim Harbaugh trying to change the culture with the Chargers. That was on ESPN.com the other day. In terms of hate watching the Chiefs, see, I'm not going to hate watch them. I'll sit back as a neutral fan. I'll be in awe of Patrick Mahomes, and I'll be taking notes. And in my Rolodex, okay, this is how they're using Xavier Worthy, okay? Hollywood Brown's coming back soon, okay? Travis Kelce, does he still have it? Okay.
You and Where's Hollywood Brown, you just can't give him up.
Kansas City obviously saw something in him.
8,000 teams later.
Hey, Hollywood Brown.
He'll make
Hollywood
two Brown plays this year.
He's a Hollywood Brown could play. You know, he could play when he's healthy. But then also, I'd be looking at Chris Jones. I'd be looking at how did they replace Legarius Sneed, who went on to Tennessee. So I'm scouting because I'm already envisioning not only the matchup at Levi's Stadium, we're seeing Kansas City in New Orleans. That's where my mind is right now. And that's where the mentality needs to shift for 49er fans. We ain't thinking division titles. We ain't thinking conference championships. We're thinking Super Bowls. And it's time to win one of these bad boys. So I'm looking at Kansas City saying, okay, if we do meet Kansas City, this is what needs to happen. This is how you beat them. Been on the brink of beating these guys. Not like they're freaking juggernauts. You know, you had them winning. You blew two Super Bowls. You blew it.
Monte. No, they are. They've won two in a row. They blew three.
The Niners blew it.
Total. He wins one more. That's four.
They blew it. Niners blew it. But my mindset is, we're the best team in damn football. All right?
We got the
best roster in football.
But it's six months between now and
February. Yeah, I know that. But I'm watching. But you asked me how I'm watching Kansas City. And I'm watching them saying, I hope I see this team in New Orleans. So I'm going to watch them just like I used to watch the Dallas Cowboys back in the day. Just like I used to watch the Rams back in the day. Where are they at?
I feel like this one's huge for Baltimore to get the psychological. Like, Kansas City, they know they can lose this game and still be fine.
Yeah.
Baltimore needs this one just psychologically.
Yeah, probably.
Derrick Henry?
They'll be fine, though. Derrick Henry's a problem. But who's he going to throw the ball to? Zay Flowers?
Yeah.
Mark Andrews?
Uh-huh.
Bateman?
They don't throw the ball, Bonte. They run the ball.
They're going to need to. That's the problem. They need to throw the ball.
Well, they were missing Mark Andrews for most of last year, right? And they finally got him back to the playoffs.
Till end of the season.
Yeah.
They always find something.
Zay Flowers is good. I mean, he had that really bad fumble, right? And that was a bad look. But he was a rookie. I thought he was good.
That's what I'm saying. Let's stop acting like Kansas City is going 17-0. Should have lost that game. Should have lost the damn Super Bowl.
Well, that's what's frustrating because they didn't go 17-0 last year, and they were not great for most of the year, and they still kind of handled everyone in the playoffs.
They've got a very much like, Warriors inevitability, about them, or the Heatles, or Chicago Bulls or the Lakers before in between.
Listen.
They do. They have that feel.
New season, new year. The healthy scare tactics.
I'm going to tell you right now, I need another team to knock them off.
No, I don't care. I want, you know what? I'm like Jerry West.
Just win, baby.
If the Niners beat, say, the Houston Texans in the Super Bowl, sure, I'll be happy.
Stop it.
I'll be happy.
Just stop it.
But it's going to feel different. It's like Jerry West. When they beat the New York Knicks. When Jerry West beat the New York Knicks in the final, sure, he was happy. He got that one ring, but it wasn't the Celtics. I need Kansas City in the Superdome. Playing the 49ers in February. I need to play them in February, and I need to beat the Chiefs. I want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. I want them. I want them bad.
If it ends up being them, so be it. But I want anyone but them.
I want the Chiefs. I want Mahomes. I want to beat the best.
We got to get through our thing first.
I know we do. That's obvious.
Long way to go.
And that's obvious. But since we're on the subject matter, I want Kansas City in the Superdome. I want to play them in New Orleans. And how we get there, it's going to be a tough road. It's going to be a roller coaster ride. It's going to be, hell, Niners may not even have home field advantage. You may have to go on the road in the playoffs. But you know what? They're built for the road. Built for tough. Some will say they're not. I say they are. So, the hell with that. The hell with being scared of Kansas City. The hell with being scared of all these football teams. When the hell did we start being scary around these parts? Got Ayuk, got Debo, I got McCaffrey back. McCaffrey's on the practice field now. Oh, Aaron Banks, he's back on the practice field. Big Trent's got his Mastiff. He's out here in Santa Clara. It's go time, man.
Can I ask a question, though?
Go, please.
Didn't you have a take a little while ago that basically was something to the effect of, I want the Niners to lose in the NFC title game rather than face the Chiefs?
That was off-season content. We were struggling.
We do have Walk It Back Wednesday this morning if you want to walk back that take.
No, it wasn't even a real take. It was, we were in the doldrums of Giants baseball, so I needed something for shot.
Is that same as the DJ Uiagalelei one?
We needed some clicks on Twitter.
Is that
Twitter.
A practice take?
We needed some clicks on Twitter for crying out loud. Jesus Christ.
I, like, I, you know? I, I will
take for clicks.
You actually think that I would want to get to the NFC Championship game or lose the NFC Championship game? You guys are out of your minds.
Well, that's what really you said. And you, Bonte Hill, will never lie to us.
No, well, that's a lie.
Well, now I don't know what to believe. Are you lying about what you're saying right now? This is so confusing.
I was lying about being in an NFC Championship. If I'm in an NFC Championship game, I'm like, hell yeah, I want to go to the Super Bowl. You kidding me? Bonte Hill, will never lie to you ever again. We needed content. We were struggling. God forbid I hear Shasky talk about Jorge Soler not hitting the cutoff. Or actually, he didn't play the field for the
Giants.
Never
played the field once.
I know, not for the Giants. God forbid I have to listen to Shasky talk about another Michael Conforto at bat. We know what the result is. A strikeout or a ground out. Or a pop-up. Oh, who's this? Oh, Bryce Eldridge.
She out there interviewing Bryce Eldridge right now. Dude, that's the future. Back to Niners.
Shut up.
Terry Stotts joining us at the top of the hour. Terry Stotts, assistant coach of the Warriors. He's joined the Warriors. His second stint as an assistant coach of the Golden State Warriors. It's going to help refresh the offense of the Golden State Warriors.
Here's my thought. Like, we've been in such a, God, just knocking on the door and can't get through. I don't care who they get it against. It could go, like, they could beat the Texans and it would feel sweet to me when it comes to the Niners winning a Super Bowl. But if I had it my way, I'd be like, yeah, let's wait on the Chiefs for the repeat. Like, let's win one first, and then I'll worry about conquering Mahomes.
Oh, man.
If you asked me, you know, like, put the Colts on the table. Play the Colts.
Shanahan's never beat the Chiefs. Is that game at Levi's big for the Niners?
No, because it's like the Rams when they beat the Rams 8,000 times in the regular season. You got to do it in the playoffs.
What if the Chiefs go to Levi's and just skunk the Niners?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Wow, come on.
Look, Mahomes is one of the greatest players ever.
There ain't nothing you can do about it.
I mean, look, he's the one guy that strikes fear into you, right? Like, where you almost feel like he's just, there's nothing, like, no matter what the score is, you could be up 3 touchdowns, 3 minutes to go. You're like, I mean, he's still got another chance here. I mean, right? Like, he's that guy. I mean, they bottled him up in the Super Bowl as best you could. You got the turnover. You got the inefficiency. You stuffed the run game. Yeah. And they still won.
Yeah, because Steve Wilkes did his job that day. Offensively. But Baldy broke it down. And that's where it kind of comes back to Brandon Ayuk. The Kansas City Chiefs treated Brandon Ayuk like he was the number one wide receiver. They doubled him. They shadowed him. They bracketed him. Did it all. Baldy's breakdowns. Checking out that Baldy NFL. When Ayuk signed, and that was new footage too. I was like, wow. So I wasn't just, you know, people don't like to listen to us. We never played the game, so we're not quote-unquote experts. Baldy broke it down like, look, this is how Kansas City game playing the Niners. He took Brandon Ayuk out the football game. So how do we get Deebo Samuel back in the football game? How do we get Kittle into the football game against Kansas City? That's the problem. You got Kittle in here blocking against Kansas City. We talk about Kansas City like the season. We got the Jets. I get it. But we're on the subject matter. We got Kansas City. We'll get them this year, Shasky. Trust me.
I'm going to ask you this one. Purdy had a magical season last year. CMC had a magical season. Kittle has had a magical season where he went for, like, you know, an all-time tight end record for yards. Debo's had a magical season. We've seen Bosa have a magical season. I give you the wand, and you can give any one of these guys the magical season. Who's the one you're giving it to?
It's got to be Bosa. I need a magical season from Bosa. It's on him. He's got to carry this defensive line. Number 97 has to live in the backfield. I can't go another offseason with the Raider fans telling me that Max Crosby's better. I can't go another offseason with people in Cleveland hitting me up in DMs talking about Myles Garrett. He ain't no Myles Garrett. I need Nick Bosa to have a magical DPOY type of season. This is his time. This is his time.
What about Purdy?
Purdy's going to be fine. I got the utmost confidence in Brock Purdy, Shasky. Honest to God, I got no worries about Brock Purdy. I can't believe it.
No regression worries at all?
No.
He's no protection worries at all?
No, Brock Purdy's going to be fine. I got no worries. I can't believe what I'm saying right now, but I do believe it. I wake up every morning thinking about the quarterback saying, I got no issues with the quarterback. Like, we got our guy.
Yeah, see, I think I might give him the magical season because if you have a magical quarterback season, it almost guarantees your team's going to the playoffs. And you're going deep. It almost always coincides with that.
So you're giving him the magical season?
I think I would, yeah. I think I would. I think they can overcome a down year from CMC or any of the other playmakers. If Purdy has a magical season, that means probably multiple guys are humming on offense.
Yeah, I need Bosa because I need that defense to step up. I do believe Brock Purdy's just going to pick up where he left off last season. Night Raider preseason game, just watching just the calmness, him navigating the pocket. I'm like, Brock Purdy's fine.
Yeah, but they need to protect him. Like, Jalen Moore.
Every quarterback needs to be protected. You know
what
I'm saying?
His jersey was so green.
It's fine. Got a little dirty. Got a little hit. He's ready to roll. Let's go to Mandy and Dumbarton before we get to the injury report and Terry Stotts, because tickets, folks. Get your Warriors tickets. Mandy on the Dumbarton Bridge. What's up, Mandy?
Always good to hear you guys in the morning on the way to work, man. Always get to be in a good mood.
Thank you, brother.
I just got a couple of things I want to drop on you, okay?
Okay.
Number one, Shasky, when you said that Ayuk and Debo and Kittle could be better than Jerry and John and Brent, I was recovering from a concussion, and I thought that was the after effect of it. So I just wanted to clarify that that's not the case. Now, number two, Bonte. At first, I was ready to say, Bonte's tripping, man. We're never going to get past the Chiefs. They got our number. But then I thought about it, and this is where I'm going to leave off. How many times did it take us to beat the Cowboys to get to the promised land? Mm. Twice. How many times have the Chiefs beaten us? Twice. It's our time, baby. Let's go.
Manny, have a good day, fellas. I like that confidence.
I like it.
And here's what's – the Niners had these guys down 10 in the fourth quarter of Super Bowl 54 with Jimmy Garoppolo playing quarterback. Shanahan got tight. That's where it comes down to Shanahan in the late game. When it comes to late game magic, Shanahan needs that magic wand. He needs to get it from somewhere, somehow, some way. Yeah, Kansas City held him 19 points in regulation last year. Should have won that game. You blew both games. You had control of the game. Now it's just about getting over the top. Now, it's a long process to get back there. It's a long road ahead, folks, and it starts with the New York Jets. So we'll get into the New York Jets. We got Flynn coming up at 8:50. We got Herm Edwards coming up at 9:20. We made it through the first 2 hours. We got 2 hours to go. Terry Stotts coming up on the other side. But first, the injury report.
It's time for the injury report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
That's why I need everybody to cheer up, Buttercups. Cheer up, Buttercups. Chris McCaffrey's back. He's back at practice, Shasky. CMC's back. Come on.
I'm fired up to see what he can do this year.
Oh, my gosh. He's back. Calf injury was never considered serious. Yeah, they told us a couple weeks ago that if they had a game on Sunday, he'd play. Calf injury was never considered serious. More precautionary to keep CMC out of practice in hopes of keeping his legs fresh for the regular season. Oh, my gosh. He's going to be ready to roll. Banks is back to Madone. Ayuk's back. Trent's back. We'll get Greenlaw back at some point. Hufanga's back. Nobody's talking about him. What's he got? He's a big year for Talanoa Hufanga.
I thought they missed a lot of tackles in open space without him on the field.
The boys are back, baby. I think the Jets are coming all the way to the West Coast to beat the Niners on Monday Night Football? The New York stinking Jets? Hell no. Hell no, that ain't happening. Yogi, I need my jersey. Injury report brought to you by Boxer & Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping get your workers get their lives back for over 40 years. What's coming up in the game? Brought to you by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises. The one and only Terry Stotts, new assistant head coach of the Golden State Warriors. He's going to join us next at 8 o'clock, and we got some great news when it revolves around the Golden State Warriors. Oh, you better get to Ticketmaster right now. Because now you can start to buy individual game tickets. Warriors.com, you better get there now. Have more details on the other side here on The Roast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.